The one thing that I love that the Holy Spirit helps me with is that the Holy Spirit helps me to worship. Oh, I love to worship. And I love to be uninhibited in worship. And all of us naturally are very self-conscious. Oh, what will people think of this? Or what will people think if I raise my hand? Or I sing more loudly than I should sing? Or maybe say amen when the pastor is preaching his sermon? And, well, I just like the freedom that the Holy Spirit gives me to worship. Listen to what happened to a certain lame man that Peter and John confronted as they were going into the temple. The lame man was asking for an offering. He'd been lame from his mother's womb. That meant he had never been allowed to enter into the temple because you could not enter the threshold of the temple until you could walk across. A father could bring a young son into the temple on the day that the son could walk across the threshold holding his father's hand, but he could not be carried into the temple. You had to be able to go under your own power. So he had sat all his life for many, many, many years begging outside the temple, unable to go into worship. So Peter and John came along and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give you. Rise and walk." And this man began not only walking, but running and leaping and praising God. Listen to what the first thing he did when he was healed. It's found in Acts, the 3rd chapter. We'll begin the 6th verse. "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And leaping, he stood up and walked and entered with him into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he who sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto them. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch which is called Solomon's, greatly wondering." Do you see the first thing he did? He leapt up and he walked and he went into the temple as he had never been allowed to do in his whole life. And the healing that he received through the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter and John, enabled him to worship. And that's what I love about the Holy Spirit almost the most of anything, is this ability, this power to worship God freely and openly and to give praise to Jesus without inhibition. Let's pray. Father, help us to praise you today. Help us to praise the Son. Help us to praise Jesus Christ, no matter what happens. No matter who has said something against him, may we give him praise and honor before everyone. And may everyone see that we worship the one true living God. In Jesus' name, amen.